On Fridays, the Business Report focuses on your money, or in this case, your lack of it. Most Americans simply are not saving anything. The savings rate fell to zero in June, which is the lowest level since October of 2001. Now, it's commonly said that you should save at least 10% of your income for retirement, but Jonathan Clements says even that is not enough anymore. Clements is the personal finance columnist for the Wall Street Journal.
People have heard for years they're meant to save 10% of their pre-tax salary, and if they do that, they'll be able to retire in comfort. But here's the problem. I mean, the 10% rule came about in a world where a lot of people were getting these traditional company pensions. And so, essentially, they were looking at sort of three sources of retirement funds. They had Social Security, they had their company pension, and they had their personal savings. Well, what's happened over the last 25 years? Well, a lot of companies got rid of these traditional company pensions, and so suddenly people are just looking now at Social Security and their own personal savings. So with their own personal savings, what they need to do to compensate for the loss of this traditional company pension is to increase the amount that they're saving every year. And I would argue that people should really be looking at saving 15 or 20% of their income every year.
15 or 20% before or after taxes, if I can ask?
That's a pre-tax amount.
Oh, and does that apply to people that make $200,000 a year as well as people who make $25,000 a year? Is there a difference there?
The higher your income, the more you ought to be saving. The reason is this. Social Security is going to replicate a whole lot more of your salary if you're at a lower income level. But once you get up into, you know, $100,000, $200,000 in annual income, I mean, Social Security is not going to go very far in replicating your current income. And so as a consequence, you're going to have to do most of that replication out of your savings. That means you really need to be saving a heck of a lot of money every year.
Now, you're warning us that we should save a lot more than 10%. Statistics would suggest that most of us aren't even getting the 10%.
Yeah, you look at what's happened to the U.S. savings rate, and starting in the early 1990s, I mean, the U.S. savings rate just collapsed. I mean, just when people ought to be saving more, they're saving less.
How are you saving for retirement, Jonathan? You're 42?
Every which way I can. You know, the first thing that I do and the first thing that anybody ought to do is to max out on their employer's 401k plan. I put in every dollar I possibly can, and the reason is this. You get that initial tax deduction at Dow Jones & Company where I work. You get a matching contribution from your employer, and you also get the tax-deferred growth. But the best thing about these 401k plans is that once you've signed up for them, they're on autopilot. I mean, the money comes straight out of the paycheck. You don't have to make a decision. You never see it. You never miss it.
Do you have in mind, and we're looking 20 or 30 years into your future, do you have in mind that you'll be retiring around 65, or will you work longer?
My notion of retirement is that actually I'd like to retire, or at least be able to scale back, starting in my 50s. I don't want to leave the workforce entirely, but I'd like to have the freedom to maybe go off and do something totally different.
Are you already kind of in that category, barely working there in your early 40s? Or just kind
you
of
know, skating? Steve, I'm sitting here banging out two columns a week, and in my spare time, I'm wandering over to the NPR studio.
Well, Jonathan Clements, thanks for wandering over this morning.
It's my pleasure.
Jonathan Clements is the personal finance columnist for the Wall Street Journal for as long as he can last, and he is also a regular guest.